steel workers may face benefit cutoff for not seeking bar jobs. Rudy Abdallah. Skilled steel workers, recently made redundant, could apparently face punishing benefit sanctions for refusing to seek low-paid work which doesn't use their skills. 2,200 workers lost their jobs when the SSI Steelworks in Redcar, North Yorkshire closed last October. Redcar's Labour MP Anna Turley told Parliament that job centres have reprimanded steel workers for not applying to shops and bars. Claimants are meant to have a 13-week window to apply for similarly high-skilled work. Yet Turley says they've been ordered to apply for lower-skilled jobs only 2 weeks in. Reportedly, one apprentice with nearly 3 years' experience was told he should get a job in a bar. Of course, serving beer is what logically follows years of training in steel making. The Department for Work and Pensions denies this has occurred. But the workers shouldn't be in this situation in the first place. Slashed. Since last summer, profit-hungry firms have slashed nearly 5,000 jobs. Tata, SSI and others claim they are unable to contend with a cocktail of issues, ranging from high energy costs to cheap Chinese steel. Across the country, beleaguered steel workers have been betrayed by callous Tories, uninterested in helping working class people, who make all the riches they and their mates own. In a shocking example of double standards, the Tories supported Gordon Brown bailing out the greedy banks that wrecked the economy in 2007. But they have refused to intervene here, claiming the situation is beyond their control. Nationalize steel under the democratic control of workers and the community. Steel workers are blameless. Public ownership would return their dignity and retain valuable skills.